Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Oh, South Carolina, this is Nathan. One more time, trying to find someone to put on the spot. I was in Columbia all day, afternoon, Saturday afternoon, looking for someone to put on the spot. Couldn't find nobody, but tonight I found Ruth. She's back once again, being on the spot with Nathan. Before we do anything else, we're going to give God some grace, open up these airways that it could penetrate somebody tonight, touch them in the spirit of their heart, change their mind, turn their ways back to God. We thank you for being listening on the radio station tonight. What we do, we're going to have a little light prayer. Lord Father, we come forth right now, Lord Father. We're asking for your special anointing on these airways tonight. And it will touch somebody, open their eyes. Whatever they need of, Lord God, we're asking right now, you give it to them, Lord God, in a very special way. We pray for Ruth and her husband tonight, and everybody that's in their business, Lord God. And whatever they have heart's desire, grant it to them. Lord God, I only live with everybody in the state of South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, wherever they might be tonight. Touch them, Lord God, in a mighty way. And before we go any further, we're going to have a little scripture that will be read by Pastor Hill. He's ready to go forward. Pastor Hill, what scripture are we reading tonight?
I'll be reading Psalm 26.
Yes, Lord.
Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not lie. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons. Neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so will I confess thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwells. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. In those hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of pride. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing of the
reading of the word. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight we got back my daughter in Christ, Sister Ruth, and her husband there. I know he's a busy man. So, Ruth, we was in Columbia yesterday. It seemed like we couldn't catch up with y'all. Get back with us.
Yeah, we back here. I'm sorry we didn't get with you on yesterday. We truly love the fellowship every time we get with you. So, no, I didn't get any messages or anything like that, but I would have been glad to fellowship with you on yesterday, and we greatly appreciate you always for allowing us to be able to come and say some encouraging words, lift up broken hearts, and just be a blessing to those who are standing in need of a blessing. So first, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, my husband's life, head of our house. We're just grateful to be able to be here one more time. I'm not too sure to what extent you need me to reach out, but I would love to just let you know about our tea party that we had on today with a group of ladies. We do it every second, I think it's every third Sunday of the month, every third Sunday of the month or every second Sunday of the month. We get a group of ladies together and we just fellowship. We talk about different things. Our guest speaker today was Jessica Cemetery from Columbia, South Carolina, Awakening Destiny. She spoke on don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on who you are. Don't forget about who you are. Being too busy doing things for everybody else around you and not thinking about you and where God wants to take you. It was such a refreshing, I mean, because she enlightened us on every aspect of the word destiny. She broke it down. She broke down the D and all the way down to the Y of destiny. So when we know that we have a purpose and we're destined to be great, you know, that makes a difference in all of our lives, because there are times we have things that have been given to us years ago, and God just wants us to get it out, to get rid of it, because somebody else may need it as well. So shared with me as women of God, as women that are trying to do things, you know, as far as direct sales, as far as owning your own business, you know, it's never too late. You know, she spoke about that. And then we had a massage therapist, a touch of Vanessa there. She spoke about getting massages, the importance of having a massage, the importance of having a massage therapist along with a chiropractor. These are the kind of things that you need that works hand in hand. You know, when the body, the tissues, the muscles, and the joints are so stiff and goes acting up when you reach a certain age, you know, you need to always keep in mind that you need to pamper your body with that, having some massages. And we also had Michelle. She came, DeBar. She was with Mary Kay. She talked about some of her products that she had from Mary Kay, right from the body care to the skin care. And she was very uplifting as well. And she shared with us how long she's been in the company and what the company has done for her. And everybody knows Mary Kay, so that's a great thing. Then also we had our future chef, and you had the opportunity of speaking with her, like I think it was about 2 weeks ago, Kim. She's Kimberly Scott. She is our chef. She's a licensed chef at that. She's not just a caterer. She's a licensed chef. And Kim is going to get me for forgetting the name of her business. But I know that she did a pina colada cheesecake for us on today. We had the opportunity of trying. Well, that's not my first time, but that's, you know, that's the lady's first time trying the pina colada cheesecake, and it was awesome. Okay, it was awesome. Goodness. It was great. Yeah, and I was trying to bring some home to Derek. Wasn't able to do that. Just so, you know, maybe a slice or two. Was able to. I wanted to bring her half of it, but they was like, oh no. So it was great, and I had an awesome time with them. We were able to birth out a lot of things, to get prepared for a lot of things, because in our talking with Jessica, she helped us to realize if, you know, we wanted to have a rewarding future coming up, and if we wanted to have a healthy life coming up, and if we wanted to have an amazing life, the things that we needed to do to get ready, to be prepared for, things we have to let go, you know, release into the atmosphere so God can just, you know, meet us where we hurt, meet us where we're at a point in our life, so we can go up and be more of a blessing to others around us as well as to ourselves. So that's basically what we did on today. But as of yesterday, what we did was a pamper party. We celebrated a coming out for a young lady that came into the business, and she had a pamper party where you guys have been a part of it, of a pamper party before. And this young lady, she did a wonderful job as well. You know, she did her presentation. It went very nice, and she had people there to join in her celebration as well as ordering the products for her. And that what I'm talking about is Soul Purpose, our Soul Purpose products, all natural products, essential oils, as well as our shea butters, our salt and sugar scrubs, our foot care products, our hair care products, our hair care products. Yeah, so we did that on yesterday.
What time?
What time was that yesterday? Yeah, that was at 4 o'clock on yesterday. I will, and I promise you, I'll let you know when the next one is. And it's coming pretty soon. It's coming up pretty soon, August the 31st. That's the last Saturday, and it's going to be at 4 o'clock. But I don't know too much about the place, so I will let you know that in a telephone call. I'll give you a call and let you know. But it is going to be here in Columbia. So we're looking forward to that and continue to grow Soul Purpose. So if anybody out there would like to know more about Soul Purpose, please do give us a call at 803-708-5887. Again, 803-708-5887. Or you can visit the website, www.ruthwhitfield.soulpurpose.net. www.ruthwhitfield.soulpurpose.net. And please log on, check it out. We'll be glad to place orders online, or if you want to know a little bit more about how to join the business, we'll be glad to do that as well. It's $35 to come into the business. And after you come into the business, you will never regret it. I am a great trainer. I hold on to my people as if it's just something that I just know to do, you know, because there are times when you come into a business, you come in and people say congrats and you never hear from them again. I like to train people. I like to empower them. I like to help them to be successful. So with that being said, please do give us a call, and we'll be glad to help you any way that we can. If you're interested in any of our products, please also call us or visit the website. We'll be glad to help you any way that we can.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How is the advertising book coming? When are we going to put that together?
The advertisement book won't hit until either mid-October or the end part of October. Right now, we're still just trying to work out who's going to be the printing company, who's going to print it for us. Yes. So we all know that color costs, so I'm trying to just work out go around, shop around, and see who I can get to print those books for me, you know, every 3 months at a reasonable price, because our ads pay for the book. The books are actually free, you know, so we need enough ads so it can accommodate for the books, and then my employees that work with me, they need to, you know, also get paid. So I don't need to put so much of all of the money into getting the book without making sure that the people that work along with me get out, you know, be able to get the books out and take them different places. And with, you know, and everybody wants to get paid, you know, so I have to make sure that everything is right for everyone before that book gets out. So we have to make sure, we have to work out all the kinks. So until then, we're just not going to just go settle, you know, with one price. We're just shopping around to make sure that we have the right person that's going to give us what we need when we need it, and it's going to be done correctly, because it's important that, you know, my reach. you know, my name is behind it, so I want it to go pretty good.
Okay, me, it was good. It was a good show. Enjoy having you there as always. You can go ahead and close out with a nice prayer. You don't have anything to say?
Okay. No, I don't have anything to say. I'm kind of like exhausted tonight. I think you guys can tell it in my voice. I'm really beat, just been on the go, you know, in and out of town, going training people, you know, different places, Greensboro, North Carolina, Augusta, you know, Virginia, different places. It's just a lot that I have to do with all of the businesses that I do. But nevertheless, God is the keeper, you know. While Pastor Hill was reading the scripture, I was singing with the mute button, saying, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. You know, I found out that if I trust him, he will provide. So because of that, I'm leaning and depending on God, because I know that I just can't continue to just go without, you know, putting him first and everything that I do and I say, and I ask God to honor my steps and what I put forth to everybody, make sure that it's pleasing in his sight. So with that being said, if no one else has anything to say, anybody's on the line to have any questions or comments, you know, yes, let's just take it to the throne and take it on home. Lord, Father God, we just want to tell you thank you. God, we thank you because we know that when we just utter up thanksgiving out of our lips, God, you just bless us wonderfully and marvelously, God. We just love you. We present you to everyone that wants to receive you, God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for just being who you are in our lives, God, for just strengthening us, Lord, Father God, for just keeping us, Lord, Father God, for shielding us, God, and protecting us, Lord, Father God. Bless Brother Hill, bless Sister Hill in a mighty way, Lord, Father God. Strengthen them where they're weak, build them up where they're torn down, Lord, Father God. Lord, bring about prosperity in their home, Lord Jesus. On the jobs, on the different things that they do, God, just give them strength, Lord, Father God. Lord, I just ask that you just give them safe travel and mercy, God, as they travel up and down the dangerous highway, as they go out looking for people just to win some souls for Jesus, just to tell them about the love of God. Lord, we just love you and we thank you, Lord, Father God. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord, Father God. Strengthen my husband, keep him in your care, God. Continue to heal his knee, Lord, Father God. Give him just what he needs, Lord, Father God. Continue to allow our house to be blessed, Lord, Father God. Continue to give us a peace of mind, Lord, Father God, to run on and see what the end is going to be. Lord, you know what we need. You know what's in our hearts, Lord, Father God. We ask that you just do everything in the lives of your people, Lord, Father God. Continue to bless Angel. Continue to bless Michelle. Continue to bless Kim. Continue to bless Lawana. Lord, just continue to bless everyone, Lord, Father God. Thank you, Lord, Father God. Continue to just bless Jessica. Continue to just do a mighty work, Lord, Father God, because we need you, God. We can't do nothing without you, Lord, Father God. I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, God, just strengthen my body, Lord, Father God. Heal my throat, Lord, Father God. Heal my voice, Lord, Father God. Just heal me, Lord, Father God, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, Lord, Father God. You know what my body stands in need of, Lord Jesus. I ask that you do it in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just be so careful to give your name the praise, not for a long prayer, but for an honest prayer from my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
See you next week, Sister Ruth. Anything come up, you need me for, give me a call. We'll be tonight, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia. See you next week. 10:30. Ruth and Derek. Derek and Ruth. On the air. Thank you. Good night.
my mind kept passing the worship.